Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Reverend John Kerrigan, Deacon of the Catholic community. It is the fourth Sunday in Lent, and the readings are from Cycle A.
Last week's scripture story was all about water, leading us to believe that Jesus is the source of living water. Today, the focus of the gospel is about sight and blindness. It's what I refer to as the need for radical vision correction. About 400 years ago, the English poet John Milton became blind at the age of 40. Lamenting his powerlessness over that catastrophic turn of events, he wrote, "When I consider how my light is spent, ere half my days in this dark world and wide, and that one talent which is death to hide, lodged with me, useless, though my soul more spent, to serve my master therewith, lest he returning chide, doth God exact day labor, light denied?" Years later, Milton, blind and penniless, wrote his life's masterpiece, Paradise Lost. In contrast to Milton's experience of loss of sight at midlife, today we just heard a story of a man blind from birth. However, due to his encounter with Jesus as a young man, he was able to really see for the first time. Now that's drama enough, but the real drama in the story is what happens away from that curing. It's about the encounter between this newly sighted man and his accusers. How ironic that this man, who is now able to see physically and spiritually, is in an argument with these people who see perfectly clear, but with each step are becoming more and more blind spiritually. As we try to sharpen our focus on the season of Lent, this notion of blindness may be a helpful symbol for us. For the journey of this man towards sight, as well as insight, was a pilgrimage not only towards understanding, but also conversion. Because over time, he discovered who Jesus was, in fact. First a man, next a prophet, one who spoke closely of God, and then, finally, the glorious Son of Man. In giving this man sight, Jesus also gave this person the ability to see the world from God's perspective instead of seeing God from the world's perspective. In doing so, he bore witness to the power of God to convert and to give us in life new possibilities. Our first reading carries the same message. David was chosen as an unlikely choice. And in doing so, Samuel made a bold and unexpected move that would have dramatic consequences for the subsequent history and for new possibilities for God's chosen people. So for the individuals in today's stories, and for our own conversion of heart and mind, we need radical vision correction. So, what do today's stories from Scripture tell us about our own blind spots, yours and mine? And what do they tell us about the grace and the miracle of conversion? I'd like to answer that by offering two examples of blind spots that are very near to us. The first example deals with intellectual blindness, and the second focuses on righteousness that's expressed as incivility. Earlier this month, former Provost John Etchemendy addressed the university's Board of Trustees, and he talked about intellectual tolerance and the dangers it poses to the academic community. Etchemendy warned about intellectual monocultures and cautioned not to build around ourselves bubbles or echo chambers that drown out rational argument. The life of a university, he argued, depends on disagreement and vibrant debate. Let academic humility be the hallmark, he said. Realize that people who hold views contrary to our own are not evil or stupid. And God knows they may even know some things that we don't know. And while Etchemendy's concerns were, I think, addressed towards the advance of progressivism on university campuses, His concerns hold true also in more traditional settings. I can identify with Etchemendy's concerns. One of the hallmarks of our Catholic intellectual tradition is this foundation in faith and reason. In pursuing truth, we're obligated to dig, to question, to try to sort things out, to understand the foundations of our faith, and to avoid getting sucked in to platitudes and to succumb to intellectual intolerance. Our culture and our political processes need our Catholic perspective, and we need to be vigilant that we don't get trapped into partisan monocultures. So where does this first point lead us in terms of today's readings? Well, first of all, the readings are an invitation for us to reflect personally on our intellectual and personal prejudices, and it's also an invitation for us to always consider the broadest possible perspective, at least initially. And now to the second point. The message of today's readings cautions us about righteousness expressed as incivility. We live in a coarse culture, and it's made difficult every day by each successive tweet and by bloggers who put out opinions as if they were gospel truth. How very like the Pharisees in today's gospel reading. They were prone to deny the man's identity, and because they disagreed with him, to throw him out on the street. We just heard a few moments ago lines from Paul's letter to the people of Ephesus, in which he encouraged them to live as people of light. Now, it's no coincidence that the first two fruits of the Holy Spirit are love and generosity. And let's remember that that doesn't mean that we're encouraged to hold on to milquetoast views, but rather that we have to bear up to the challenge of arguing our point of view and having consider other people's points of view with a spirit of love. And more about this blind spot of incivility? Well, in this regard, I have a rather blemished record. I could show you the scars on the shins of both my legs from years of being kicked under the table by my wife and by many other people, I must admit, when I've mouthed off at various dinner parties. So it underscores that we all have growth in this area. This Lent, each of us, like the man born blind in today's gospel, are called upon to have this radical vision correction, to come to see the world as God does. And our hope comes from the progress of these days of Lent to Holy Week and to Easter. For Jesus descends into darkness in order to give us light. And for us, yes, we have to die to some old ways and to bad habits in order to develop healthier ones. We can only do so, like the blind man in today's gospel, if we keep our eyes open and rely on the Lord. So this afternoon and during this week, let's keep our eyes open and focused on the Lord.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.